This is your final rally call. It's time to rise up or you will fall. The message is coming through loud and clear. You just need to stop putting a finger in your ear. If you continue to look the other way, you won't see the sunrise on a bright new day. You need to break the habit, and here's the reason why. If you don't, you will be unhappy until the day you die. 'Cause if you don't rid the bad voices in your head, you can't even gain peace when you rest in your bed. Just as you were trying to go to sleep, they start berating you, so you try to count sheep. But even when you get to the millionth one, they still keep going, and again they have won. So instead you turn to a TV screen, but they can still be heard even though they're not seen. You get up and start to walk the corridor. If you just keep pacing, you think you will hear them no more. So what is the answer to gain the quietness you seek? To silence them so that they cannot speak. You make sure you are the loudest in the room. If their voices rise, you make sure yours booms. And don't let them be able to put you down. The voices are real, but they belong to people that hide beneath the gown. They have never had the strength to discover their worth. So their aim in life is to bring people back down to earth. If you dare to dream, you are dismissed as being away with the fairies. So they alert you to the danger like miners' canaries. But you don't need a canary, but a watchdog by your side. Somebody that doesn't shy away from danger by finding a place to hide. That will discuss the meaningful and not just the mundane. That dares to do and doesn't just refrain. Is able to suffer with you and absorb some of the pain. That if you stumble and fall, you both do it again. The person that really gets the person that you are, instead of just gauging you as they look from afar. That wants to decipher and understand your mind, and doesn't just take you at face value at the frustrated face they find. Once they understand you, they will set you free. It's like snipping the net on the Christmas tree. All of that tension will suddenly be gone. Your life starts here. It's a brand new dawn. But what of that person that you leave behind? You make sure you keep them there within your mind. So that if you ever start feeling the worry and the doubt, you remind yourself what life was like before she pulled you out. What it was like before you had you become the person that you now find. Don't stop now, there is still work to do. You need to learn how to help her too. For it's not just you that sometimes wanders to the edge. Make sure you are there to steady her when she has stood on that ledge. But don't be fearful of you both being there, standing up high. Don't look down, look up to the sky. Think of the future and not of the past. Raise that flag to the top of the mast. Those people that were trying to pull you back down low will now take credit for the person on shore. But I will always know deep down inside that it was that person across the bridge on the other side.